Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers, March 20th, from the Contemporary Version. Friendship with God. Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Genesis 18:17. The delights of His friendship. Genesis 18 brings out the delight of true friendship with God, as compared with simply feeling His presence occasionally in prayer. The friendship means being so intimately in touch with God that you never even need to ask Him to show you His will. It is evidence of a level of intimacy which confirms that you are nearing the final stage of your discipline in the life of faith. When you have a right standing relationship with God, you have a life of freedom, liberty, and delight, and you are God's will. And all of your common sense decisions are actually His will for you, unless you sense the feeling of restraint brought on by a check in your spirit. You are free to make decisions in the light of a perfect and delightful friendship with God, knowing that if your decisions are wrong, He will lovingly produce that sense of restraint. Once He does, you must stop immediately. The difficulties of His friendship. Why did Abraham stop praying when he did? He stopped because he still was lacking the level of intimacy in his relationship with God, which would enable him boldly to continue on with the Lord in prayer until his desire was granted. Whenever we stop short of true desire in prayer and say, well, I don't know, maybe this is not God's will, then we shall have another level to go. It shows that we are not as intimately acquainted with God as Jesus was, and as Jesus would have us to be. That they may be just one, just as we are one. John 17:22. Think of the last thing you prayed about, where your devotion to your desire or to God was your determination to get some gift of the Spirit for yourself or to get to God. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. Matthew 6:8. The reason for asking is so you may get to know God better. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. We should keep praying to get a perfect understanding of God Himself. Thus ends Oswald's reading. In Genesis chapter 18, Abraham gets the three visitors. In verse 2, it's the three men. And one of these three men was most likely a manifestation of God in human form. And the other two were angels appearing as men. Abraham may not have initially recognized the visitors as God and angels. And anything too hard for the Lord? God works us to understand that He has the power to accomplish what He has promised. Jesus emphasized this truth when He said, with God all things are possible. And He will command His children, keep the way of the Lord. Essential in the calling of Abraham was God's purpose, that he be a spiritual leader at home and teach his children the way of the Lord. With the call of Abraham, God established the father as the one responsible to train the children and to keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. Abraham stood yet before the Lord, out of the concern for Lot and his relatives. Abraham prayed that God would not destroy the cities. God answered the prayer of Abraham, though not in the way Abraham expected. God did not destroy the righteousness, the righteous with the wicked. He saved the righteous, yet destroyed the guilty. In the day of God's future wrath, that is coming on the world, God has promised to rescue the righteous. So in chapter 18, Abraham has these amazing things happening to him. And it's because of his friendship with God and his delight in that friendship that he was able to accomplish the things that God had set before him. We too can walk Abraham's path by simple obedience to his example and the word.